Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to another episode of Best of Tea with Twiggy, where we put together some of my favourite shows. This week, it's the fabulous, wonderful actor David Threlfall and the equally wonderful actor and lovely man Robert Lindsay. And I did enjoy interviewing both of them. They both made me laugh a lot. They're brilliant actors and just really nice guys. So enjoy.
We talked about this once, but I realise you're talking about Neasden and perhaps upbringing. What we have in common is fathers who were really good craftsmen. I think your dad was he a builder or a carpenter or something?
He was a master carpenter. He worked in the film studios, Boreham Wood.
I didn't know that.
He built sets until the British film industry kind of late 50s, early 60s, this film industry in Britain was not very healthy. So he went on to doing commercials and things.
So was he building at the time, like the Ealing Comedies and all that kind of stuff?
I don't know whether he went back that. Well, he probably did. I mean, I don't remember if he worked. I know he worked at Boreham Wood. And as I say, and he did all the sets for Thunderbirds Ago later on. Do you remember the puppet series?
I do, yeah. Wow. So he did that.
And was your dad a carpenter or a
builder? Well, he was a wonderful craftsman too, but he was a builder. He was a plumber by trade, worked for somebody who then wanted to set out on his own. And we moved from North Manchester to South Manchester, which is Burnage, which is where I grew up between about the age of 8 and 18. And
I don't know Manchester. I mean, I know Manchester, the centre, but I don't know it that well. Is there a kind of a nicer part or less nicer part?
Well, it depends where you are and who you are, I guess. But where we were in Burnage, that's where the Gallaghers come from, the Oasis boys.
Oh, okay.
They're up the road in Burnage. So it's been mentioned once or twice that we're sort of from the same area and indeed support the same football team. But for a year, just before Dad went on his own to be a builder. It was a great craftsman, I think. We had a little shop, which is on a corner shop, which is now very, very close. Well, it's actually the car park of the Etihad Stadium. I know how much you love football, so I'm going to tell you this anyway.
I don't hate football, My dad followed Bolton, because he was from Bolton, my dad. So his
That's right,
team,
he was a Lancashire boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I think that's where I get my kind of sensibleness from.
Humanity,
my dad,
yes.
He was. Well, I don't know about humanity, but I think I'm quite sensible and kind of grounded. And I think that was my dad, because he was a real kind of Lancashire, very kind, very grounded, not silly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was lovely. I absolutely adored my dad.
Yeah, me too. My dad was a bit eccentric, which is, I think that's where I get a bit of my stuff from, you know, is a bit great. And had sort of four square. There's a phrase you say, he used to put his foot down like ready money.
I've never heard that. Don't you love those? My mum used to have sayings that I still don't know what they mean. She used to say things like, if you can't fight, wear a big hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that from?
One of my favourite ones is if you want to wake up in the morning with a smile on your face, put a coat hanger in your mouth last thing at night.
I haven't heard that one.
That's a cracker. I got it from somewhere. So
and if I got a new dress or anything as a little girl and I put it on to show my mum, she'd say, yeah, suits you being ginger. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
Where do they come from?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Last time I saw you was at your birthday. And
my birthday.
I'd had mine a few months. So I'm a little bit older than you, but we're born the same
year.
Well,
you see, we were talking about that this morning. And you see, you've been going a lot longer than me, because when we were both teenagers, mm-hmm. I was a pimply schoolboy and you were a global superstar. And that's why I can never work out how you're older than me or the same age as me. I would have thought you'd be ancient by now.
Well, I am pretty ancient, but...
You certainly aren't, my darling.
Oh, well, thank you. But, you know, you've got to remember what happened to me. I was really young. I was 16 when that all madness happened.
In fact, my 16-year-old just walked through the room at the moment. He was the same age.
Yeah.
You know, when you... I mean, it's what an extraordinary story, really.
Well, it shouldn't have happened, really. I mean, I was as shocked as the rest of the world. I thought they'd all gone mad. But
mean, you're just a kid.
Oh, I was.
In your head.
Yeah. And I was a very, I mean, I'm not like, I wasn't like the sophisticated 16-year-olds there are today. I was so, you know, in those, this was in the, you know, mid-60s, which I know was meant to be swinging, but I was in Neasden in northwest London. I was not swinging.
No, Neasden was not swinging, darling, was it? You weren't swinging in Neasden. And there's a book.
That's a good title.
Swinging in Neasden.
So, you know, it was madness. But, and you know, and it just, when it happened, it just kept, you know, rolling over and over. And, you know, I had no control over it, really. I mean, it was great. I loved it.
Did you do exams then?
No, I was in the middle of what we then called O-levels.
Which was CSEs.
Yeah, CSEs.
GCSEs.
No,
then.
I was
they
in
CSEs.
And I actually loved school. I was ready to carry on. I wanted to go to art school. I wanted to become a designer. I wanted to be a dress designer.
Well, you are.
Well, I am now, but I wanted to do it when I was 17. I didn't have what happened to me in my head, you know.
So what was the first time it happened? What was it? Was it the famous portrait of you or?
Yeah, I think so. It was the haircut. And, you know, somebody saw me. Somebody wanted to take a picture. They sent me to have my hair done. Leonard cut my hair and that was it. A fashion journalist saw the picture and I was
Bob's
painting my eyes in that way because, you know, all girls play with makeup and I had a rag doll that had all painted eyes. And
what happened to your friends?
Well, it was weird. Yeah, I lost them because within 3 months I was in Paris. Within 8 months I was in New York.
I know.
It was weird, wasn't it? Weird, weird, weird. And actually, when they did, it wasn't This Is Your Life. It was one of those where they get people back to meet you. And I hadn't seen any of them for 40-odd years, and they got them all back. It was weird.
That is weird, isn't it? I'm not sure I like reunions that much.
Bit strange. I had no control over it because they did it. But how old were you when... I mean, you got into RADA, didn't you? RADA?
Yeah, but no, I was 16 when I left school.
Uh-huh.
I was at a secondary modern school. I failed my 11+.
Oh, I passed mine, darling.
Yeah, I thought you might. In Neasden. But I was meant to pass my 11+ because I was actually quite a bright boy at my junior school.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, no one told me I was taking the 11+. I just turned up one morning and there were pencils on my desk and some paper. So I was a bit mystified. I thought, oh, what's going on? And anyway, I failed. And I went to a secondary modern school, which was a very tough, rough school called Gladstone Boys. It had a very notorious reputation for bullying and it was a tough old place. In fact, the school uniform was a leather jacket and a bike chain.
Oh.
If I can give you some idea of what it was like. So, and that was the mid, you know, the 50s. No, the beginning of the 60s. Yeah. But there was an amazing man there called John Lally, who was my art teacher. He eventually became the headmaster, and he started this thing called the Grand Order of Thespians, which was quite an achievement to organise in a school of thugs. Because everyone wanted to be James Dean at that time, rockers.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, people used to turn up in leather jackets. I mean, that was... Anyway, John started this organisation called Grand Order of Thespians, and we started putting on plays. And he got everyone involved. He got everyone doing the maths, doing the box office, the maths department, the makeup, the metalwork and woodwork department, making the sets. And, of course, I was cast as the lead role in the first play ever called The Pied Piper.
Oh, that was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed interviewing these lovely men. And if you want to hear the whole episodes of either of those shows, you just scroll down my podcast feed until you find them, and then you press play. So it's very easy, and you can listen to the whole episodes of David Threlfall and Robert Lindsay. Okay, have a lovely day. Bye.